This is 89.1 KMUW. I'm Fletcher Powell. The Sundance Film Festival has helped launch some of the biggest names in filmmaking over the last three decades, including Quentin Tarantino, Steven Soderbergh, and Paul Thomas Anderson. Like everyone, organizers have had to get creative to put on this year's festival, but they've taken a step beyond just going virtual. Leela Meadow-Connor is the founder of Wichita's Mama Film Micro Cinema. She joins us now to talk about how she was able to bring this year's version of the world-famous festival to the big screen here in Wichita. Hey, Leela, thanks for talking to us.
Hey, Fletcher, thanks for having me.
Film festivals for about the last 10 months or so have had to get pretty creative with how they are exhibiting their movies. Most of them have gone online. People have been able to log in, buy a ticket to a movie, and watch that movie online as opposed to in the theater. Sundance is doing that, but they're doing something a little bit extra as well. Tell us about what Sundance is doing.
Sundance is doing something really original and creative, and I really want to thank the Sundance Institute for being so compassionate towards art house cinemas across the country. They are using the power of the Sundance Institute to support local cinemas, and Mama Film is very fortunate to be amongst those local cinemas that were invited by the Sundance Institute to participate in this presentation, totally unique, for the first time outside of Park City, presentation of the Sundance Film Festival. They actually aren't even showing films in Park City this year or in Los Angeles, but only in person at screens around the country.
Right, and so as you said, Mama Film is one of those, and so you have a slate of movies that are part of the Sundance Film Festival that will then be showing here in Wichita.
We're screening here in Wichita at the Starlight Drive-In, which seemed like the safest place to come out to see movies together. We have 11 official selections. They're world premiere films, so our audiences will be amongst the first audiences in the world to see these movies. And sometimes they take over a year to even come out publicly. From documentary to world cinema to premieres like Judas and the Black Messiah. So we're really excited at the range of selections that we're able to offer our community. And we will have opportunities for people to come together on social media to chat about the films afterwards. So we're really looking forward to being able to continue that conversation around cinema and the amazing way that it serves as a connector for all of us.
Now, if I understand correctly, there are only a couple dozen of these satellite sites around the country that are hosting these movies from the Sundance Film Festival. I don't really mean this the way it sounds, but how did you swing it so that Mama Film is one of those?
Well, I've been fortunate to work with the Sundance Institute through my other work with film festivals. And in conversation about the Micro Cinema in Wichita, they were really excited about offering this content to our community.
You mentioned Judas and the Black Messiah, which is, I believe, a Warner production and coming out on HBO in February, but we're able to see it here first with the premiere. What movies are you most looking forward to that are going to be showing here in Wichita for the Sundance Film Festival?
I'm really excited that Judas and the Black Messiah will be here and that we get the opportunity to see it on the big screen, even though you'll be able to watch it on the small screen in your home. It, again, is that magic of going to the movies and seeing something larger than life. I'm also really excited for the film Ailey, which is a documentary about Alvin Ailey. And there's a film called Mass, which stars Martha Plimpton. And Martha is a friend of Mama Film, so we're really excited about that film. It looks very intense. And there's a film called Fire in the Mountains, which is a world premiere film from India, and it's a narrative film. And this is the filmmaker's first film, and he got into Sundance, and I've been in communication with them, and we're setting up a Q&A with that team. So we'll be able to hear from them about their experience in making the film, about being in Sundance, and about the film in general.
That is another question I had is, will there be opportunities for a little bit more of that film festival experience with Q&As and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we are working on that. We are a small operation, but have been reaching out to the filmmakers and they're getting back to us and they're very excited about being included in Q&As and having the opportunity to connect with audiences across the country, even if virtually. It is unfortunate that, you know, the filmmakers can't travel to the cities and have these premiere experiences with audiences around the country like they normally would. But the virtual platform has opened up a lot of opportunities and a lot more accessibility for them to reach a wider swath of audiences around the world, really.
Do you think there are aspects of the way film festivals have had to operate over the last 10 months that will be carried forward? And maybe when things get back to whatever normal is, things won't be exactly the same as they used to be. It won't just be a local film festival anymore.
Absolutely. As you know, in my other job, I run an organization called the Film Festival Alliance, which is a national organization that supports festivals across the country. And we've just come from a week-long conference, virtual conference, where 800 people came together and reimagined what the future of the film festival industry looks like. And yes, there will be holdovers. There are people who enjoyed the virtual cinema aspect of it. So that will probably always continue to be a part of what a film festival is. But we're also really all looking forward to the day when we can get back in the cinema together with a large group of people and enjoy a film and conversation.
Yeah, nothing beats a movie in a movie theater.
That's right.
Cool, Leila. I am super excited about the Sundance Film Festival here in Wichita, and we're really looking forward to it.
Thanks, Fletcher. I can't wait to hear your favorites.
Leila Med-O'Connor is the founder of Wichita's Mama Film Micro Cinema. Wichita's Sundance screenings run Thursday through Tuesday at the Starlight Drive-In. You can find schedule and ticket information at the website mama.film. And you can follow along with me throughout the festival as I bring you updates on my thoughts and favorites at kmuw.org.